Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's such a good thing that we get to gather together at this time to study your Word together, knowing that our God wants us to know about him. Lord, you want us to know about you and your Son Jesus and your ways. And today, as we study this book of Galatians again, I pray that you will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears to receive the things that you want us to receive so that we might be pleasing in your eyes. Bless us with the truth through your Holy Spirit and the empowerment to live according to that truth through him as well. And we'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Covenant Confirmed Before God. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 17. Paul the Apostle is continuing with his theme concerning the law of God and its lack of effect upon the promise of God. Although there were people among the Gentile church of Galatia who were promoting the keeping of the law in addition to receiving Jesus as their Savior, Paul refuted their teachings over and over again by showing that God gave the promise of his grace long before the law ever came into the world. He continues his thought in chapter 3 and verse 17 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect." Paul begins, "And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after." Paul makes reference to the time when the law was first given in these words. The idea is that the law was put into effect 430 years after the promise of blessing to the nations was made to Abraham. When the Israelites went into Egypt under the rule of Joseph, they later became slaves to the Egyptians. We read in Exodus chapter 12 and verses 40 through 41, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." It was shortly after Israel's departure from Egypt that Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai, where God gave him the Ten Commandments. These laws were unto the revelation of Jesus Christ. For 430 years, the world was under the dispensation of promise to Abraham. And then the dispensation of God's covenant of the law was put in place. The law, however, cannot disannul. That it should make the promise of none effect. In other words, the law doesn't do away with the promise of God. It cannot make the promise of God void. No, rather the law governed over people and brought them to the realization that there was a great need for God. The promise was still in place, and it was fulfilled when Jesus came on the scene. Man was hopeless without the grace of God, not because the law was not good, but because man could not keep the law. Man was flawed, not the law. The law did not make the promise of God void, but it rather showed everyone how they were in need of the promise of grace. Have we ever considered the importance of the promise and the law of God? Do we know the difference and the need for both of them? As we study through the book of Galatians, hopefully we are learning just how wonderful God is. God has a plan, and he is working it out both with promises and with the law, and we have the privilege of gaining insight into his workings. Next time, we will discover what Paul says about an inheritance. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.